Welcome back to the Neighbors Upstairs. I'm Jack Moody, and this is episode 86. Joining us today is a longtime friend of the show, James Diesel. As usual, we've got a lot to get through, so let's start the show. You better get in line. We'll go another day of wasting any time. I've got a lot to say. Can't hold it in this time. Got no filter. I got no filter. James, welcome back, James.
How's it going, everybody?
Wow, it's been a really long time, and it's not your fault. It's kind of my fault. Like, I'm just not recording as often anymore, and
things happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess things do. Life happens, right? You just start kind of prioritizing other things. But I've missed you, buddy. I don't know if everyone that's listening to you right now, right this second, in their car or the bathroom or the coffee shop, or I don't know, what's like a weird place that people can listen to a podcast from?
I would picture a rooftop.
Their grandma's house, eating some borscht. So like it's been quite some time.
No, I have James. An obsession with rooftops lately.
You love,
what's going on with me?
You love rooftops. So, James, how are you, man? What's been going on with you? Last time we spoke, I don't know, was sometime last year or something. And
Has it been that long?
Yeah. You were really pissed off about, like, you know, your liberties being taken away from you, like your ability to go and enjoy a movie or to go and party and to just do anything. Like, you were so done. How about now?
Problems of yesteryear.
Do you feel that way now?
I have new problems to worry about.
Nice. Yeah. New problems 2023. Talk to me. What are some of these problems?
Well, I wouldn't say this one is, you know, the health problems that I have since last time.
The Crohn's. Spoke about the Crohn's last time. Yeah.
So that's always there. That's always going to be there. That's not going anywhere. We'll see how that goes.
Well, how's it going? I mean, last time it was, well, you spoke about it twice now before. You were on a couple episodes. The first time it was really hard for you to even bring it up because you were talking to me about how you just didn't want to talk about it. You didn't want to bring it up with people because you thought that, well, maybe they might start looking at me differently or start treating me differently. And then you really kind of, you like dive deeper into it. And then in the second episode that you were talking about it, you were totally just like, you were kind of comfortable. Like, is it better now? Are you more comfortable talking about it?
I don't know if I'm more comfortable. You know, like it's a step-by-step thing. I know that it's something that, you know, for me, it takes time to loosen up to talk about. I know that, I'll just say like this, it hasn't gotten any better, but it hasn't gotten any worse. So,
I mean, that's great, right?
That's good, at least. Yes. You know?
Okay.
They did say it would be, the doctor did say it would be a while before things get better. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. So, yeah.
Has it impacted any parts of your life, like dating?
Yes. Try saying, you know, I want to go on a date, but I can't take you to, you know, the traditional places that you would go on a date, like dinner or drinks. People around my age tend to do that a lot. So kind of tough to do that in general. So I have been given the weird...
Let's do some role playing.
No. God, let's do some role playing.
Hey, James. Wow, you're such a nice guy. Oh my God. Hey, you just asked me out. Where are we going to go?
I would say let's do a rooftop. And before she gets there, I would get there before her, like 15 minutes before, and just grab a drink, like a regular drink. I would tell them, you know.
What's a regular drink?
Non-alcoholic.
Like water or Pepsi or something?
Yeah, something like that. But like I get like orange juice.
Do you tell her? Do you tell her that your drink has alcohol when she gets
no,
there?
No, I don't say shit. You just lie my ass off.
Oh, so okay, so like, all right.
The whole point is to get her to want to go on another date.
Well, hey, James, wow, you what is that? A screwdriver in your hand?
Yes, of course.
So you lie to her? You say it's a screwdriver?
Yes, yes. I make some drink up, and that's about it.
Yeah, okay. Because you don't want to,
like, we're gonna be sharing drinks the entire night.
Because you don't want to, like, you don't want to have her think about you differently that soon.
No,
when are you comfortable? When are you comfortable talking about Crohn's with a girl? Like, second date, third date?
Not past the 10th.
Marriage? Do you wait till marriage? And like, by the way, Crohn's is a thing. The way you eat is wrong.
I just said the 10th date.
The 10th date. Jeez, yeah. that's like 2 months in.
Yeah, man, you should see what my refrigerator looks like, by the way. Yeah, it's all healthy food. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I don't get it. So, like, you're eating healthier and everything. So, Are you eating healthier so it doesn't get worse? But, like, why isn't it getting better? Because you are. Because I know. Like, I've been to your place. Yeah, you are eating healthier.
First of all, man, there's no way for it to just get better. I wish there was, like, some pill that I could down it and call it a day. But it doesn't work that way. It's a disease that hasn't had too much research done into it. There are medicines to, I guess, subside the pain. And that's all it really is a way to just kick the pains away.
Now, speaking of pain, we went to a Yankees game this week.
Oh, yeah, that was
crazy. Segue. Crazy. I know. We went from Crohn's to Yankees. We went to a Yankees game, like an impromptu Yankees game this week. There was an opportunity for us to check it out. And James, you are a huge Yankees fan.
Yeah.
You are such a huge Yankees fan that you don't know any of the players, but you're a huge fan of the Yankees somehow. I don't know. That works in some kind of way. You know, you are
you always got to
you're a major Yankees fan.
I'm not a major Yankees fan.
You can't
fan.
Name just, three players, but you're a huge Yankees fan.
I got to go into it like that. Damn.
Okay, but hold on. So, and I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a New York Mets fan. Uh-huh. Long time sufferer from 2000, the year 2000 yes. Subway Series.
All hail the king of losers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Jack was like, hey, or someone asked little boy Jack, hey, little boy Jack, Yankees or Mets? And the little boy Jack was like, which one is the orange and blue? And they're like, you're a loser for the rest of your life. The Mets. I'm like, I guess I'm a loser. Great. Okay, so you're a huge Yankees fan, and we get there to the stadium. You are, by the way, before that though, when you get to my place and we get into my car, you're so happy and you're fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You're really annoying.
Yeah, it was about time for some payback. You know?
You were just so annoying. You kept bugging me. You kept saying the dumbest shit.
Uh-huh.
You kept you sang a little bit too, and you don't do that.
Did I?
Yeah, you sang a little bit.
It. Huh.
But like annoying, so like you weren't trying to be good. You're trying to be annoying.
But you paid back the favor later on during the game.
Well, hold on, don't go.
You kept jinxing my team.
Let's not go too far into the story. But you were just so happy, James. Uh-huh. You were. I've never seen you so happy, actually.
Really?
I've never seen you so
never.
Happy. Never.
Never. Never. Okay.
And I know that you met like LeBron James, and that didn't even make it. Yeah. This was you were happier here. Anyway, we get to the stadium, and again, we're just so... I'm excited because, holy shit, the Yankee Stadium is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Right?
It was my first time in the new stadium, I'm pretty sure was my first time since they did all the construction and whatnot. That's how long it's been. Wow.
Yeah, and this was my first time, too. I've never been to the Yankees, to Yankee Stadium. Is that what they call it, Yankee Stadium?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
of course.
Is in Citi Field.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, well, anyway, Yankee Stadium. We get there, and man, it's the first inning. And do you remember who they're playing? The Baltimore Orioles, I think. I think it was the Baltimore Orioles. They're playing them, and I think they're doing pretty well this year so far. Anyway, it's the first inning,
and you were the one that brought it up that this was going to be a really good game.
Yeah. Well, I said, wouldn't it be crazy if this was like a historic game this season?
Yeah.
And you were like, that'd be great. That'd be so great.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe it'll happen. From your lips, James, to God's ears. And that's exactly what happened. It's the first inning, and holy shit, home run.
Like six runs and
no. Well, the first inning it was just the one run, I believe.
Okay.
And you were like, it's fine. It's gonna be fine, right? You were like in denial that this isn't going your way.
Right.
You were not in pain just yet. You were getting there. And then there was that one inning.
I was like 0-6.
Yeah, I was like okay. The fourth inning.
I was like, it's okay. My guys will always come through. They always come through no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
We will walk away today with a win.
And then you left. You left to the bathroom or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. I left to the bathroom and then I walk out and I'm like, the hell is going on here?
It's like 13-0.
I swear, like everybody's like talking mad shit.
And I'm consoling you.
There was this random fan over there that you just wanted to take your drink and throw it at her head because she's one of those haters that I don't even know what the hell she was doing at Yankee Stadium. You wanted her gone.
Well, I kept trying to console you. I kept saying, hey, there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Of course. We all know your brand of consoling.
You're going to be fine.
Yes.
I'm secretly just enjoying the hell out of the Yankees just
yeah, because being completely outplayed. The way outplayed. That you help people is by smiling. It's that,
by the way, you can't see this, but he's clenching.
Got you. It's that got you effing moment. Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah, I don't
okay, all right. Yeah, it was that got you fucking moment that really just, you knew. Even if you haven't met Jack, you can notice when he's being
a nice person.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pretty bad. It's 13-0, and then it's 14-0. But then, dude, the Yankees, they didn't leave it at 14-0. What was the final score, James?
14-1.
14-1. Hey, that's amazing. Hey. Everyone clap. That's amazing. Look at you. Look at he's smiling a little bit. It's an angry smile. I'm going to hurt you right now smile.
Enjoy it while you still can.
It was glorious, man. Look.
I bet because my guys are going to make, they're going to make it this year, you know?
Sure. Yeah, they will.
They will.
Hawk, I can't wait for them to make it again. Exactly how they did that day.
It's okay.
It's going to be so much fun. No, but that was great. I enjoyed that game. I think you almost enjoyed it. I think you enjoyed it for the fact that you were at the Yankee Stadium. I enjoyed it because the Yankees have won enough. You know what I mean? Let's give it to the Mets. Let's give it a little bit. Let's give it to the Mets. We've been so shitty this year. Just like give us a chance.
It's all right. You guys can use a few more losses. Maybe we'll throw in a token win.
And actually, so it's funny. We were either going to go to a Mets game that night or a Yankees game.
Uh-huh.
The Mets ended up winning like 10-0 or some shit.
Right.
And we're just looking at your face like, we could have had a winner tonight. We could have been celebrating. I'm still celebrating because it's great.
I bet.
And
it would have been better if you were there, probably,
yeah.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
So let's talk about 2023, though. I'm on a website right now because I feel like 2023 so far has been kind of a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what's happened so far. And
so I'm looking it up right now.
Well, I'll tell you. We started January 1st with finding out that Jeremy Renner was in a snowplow accident. Jeremy Renner is from...
Oh, the Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yeah.
Character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that impact you at all in your life?
I was really surprised how in the hell that could have happened. I don't know, but, you know, as usual, somebody got hurt.
You were really sad. I remember telling you, you were broken up about it.
I was broken up about it for a day, maybe.
You're like, how can this happen to Hawkeye? You're like, Hawkeye is the Avengers. That's insane. What the hell? How are they going to survive? You actually said, I can't see Marvel coming back from this. Like, from this day forth,
they're going to make less money now. Can't come back from. Are we going into Marvel right now? Because, oh my God, that thing is practically a dumpster.
It's bad. It's really bad right now.
Especially the DC universe. Well, I don't even know. Did they reset everything? Because I was really looking forward to the Darkseid movie.
No, that's over. We're not going to see Darkseid anymore. At least not for years, I think. So, I mean, as you know,
I know. Are we talking about like 5 years? That's doable.
I'm not there making decisions with James Gunn.
But you look all this stuff up on the internet, no?
What I know is that they've already recast Superman. Henry Cavill is out.
Right.
Cavill? Is it Henry Cavill or Cavill? I don't know. Cavill.
One of the two.
He's out. And then they got this guy, Tony Horton Sweet or some shit. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that completely wrong. Hank Hornwaller. I don't know what his real name is. And he looks like a knockoff version of Henry Cavill.
Huh.
Did I show you the picture? Like, they look so similar, but they got...
No, you didn't. No.
Yeah, well...
Later on, show it to me. Yeah.
Well, he looks just like Henry Cavill, and I'll show you. Henry Cavill?
Well, I'll look it up on my side.
Yeah. So, but are you happy that Henry's out?
If it's something that he's been looking forward to doing, then yeah, I guess.
By the way, this is the guy. I'm showing James the picture of the new guy.
Yeah, wow, that's some really good casting right there.
Doesn't that kind of look like Henry a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
A little bit. That's so weird.
Isn't that weird? They look like.
And I'm like thinking like my head is like thinking like ahead of time in terms of production when they actually start shooting everything.
It's pretty good casting.
No, they're probably going to do some work on top of what's going on over there to make him look like Cavill, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, more this guy, like him. This guy's not like strong like Henry. I'm sure, like you just said, like I'm sure they'll put him on some kind of training regimen, put some weight on him. But this, I think it's pretty good casting. I think he's like 6'4". He's like a tall dude, kind of like Christopher Reeves. Christopher Reeves is a pretty tall dude. And I remember just reading about like how when Christopher Reeves was cast or before he was cast, they didn't even want him because he was lanky. He didn't have muscle. Mm-hmm. And
just on a side note, I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
Weren't you surprised to see Nicolas Cage in that movie?
Well, I guess this is a spoiler alert for folks that haven't seen The Flash, but I guess no one wants to see The Flash because it's been like bombing in the box office. Was I surprised to see Nicolas Cage as Superman? I was, yeah. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck was up with like the terrible CGI? What the hell was that?
Didn't they have like unlimited funds to go?
They had like $300 million.
I don't know.
How do you mess that up so
even
much?
Me, myself as a production expert, I can't even say that. My specialty is video, but not graphics work. So,
yeah, but like,
I can't even talk in terms of that.
James, we've seen movies where they've done shit like this. Like, they have the actor play a twin or whatever.
Planning, maybe?
I don't know. It was just so weird. But I know that people were making fun of the CGI. Like, when Barry is running, he's using Speed Force or whatever.
Yes.
And if you remember, like, it's all CGI. He's seeing kind of CGI people and shit. And people are oh, that's got to look real. That's like fucked up, man. It's like, I kind of like that. I like those cartoonish a little bit when he's using Speed Force.
Yeah, I'm not exactly the biggest fan of cartoons, but
I think it worked.
Did it?
Yeah, I think
it did get bad reviews.
That's because of the guy that they cast for The Flash. Like, what the fuck is his name? He's
Ezra
like
Miller.
Ezra Miller. He like was choking girls. He was like in prison. I don't know. He was wild. He was doing some weird
my
shit.
My thing is, it's like, it's Hollywood. Anybody will say anything. So my thing is like, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Is that true? Yeah, that's true. But
still haven't gotten around to the trial yet, so that's what I'm waiting for.
No, I think you're canceled until proven innocent.
I guess. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Canceled until proven. That might be the title of this episode. Canceled until proven innocent.
And it's not like he would be able to sue them because they aired the movie anyways.
Yeah.
They put all that time and effort and that.
No, that's why they like went through with The Flash, because there were just so many people that were impacted. They spent so much money on the movie. They're like, yo, like, are we just going to punish the crew for Ezra Miller's, you know, bullshit?
And well, I'm sure they got paid by now.
No, they for sure did. All right. Another piece of news. LeBron James this year has passed 38,000 points, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, he has the most points ever in the NBA now.
Ooh.
Is that, do you care about that?
It sounds amazing. I don't think I could ever do 38,000 points in my lifetime.
All right. So you're pretty impressed by
Of course, I'm
LeBron.
impressed by that. Who wouldn't be impressed by that?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So do you like LeBron James?
That's such a weird question.
No, do you like him?
I
Do
don't
you want to be
hate
friends
him.
with
I
him?
don't know the guy,
Do you want
but
to be friends with him?
sure. I'll...
Would you want to be like the godfather to his kids?
What is wrong with you?
Well, like LeBron James like asks you, hey, do you want to be like the godfather to my kids? What, you're just gonna reject
Oh
him?
my God.
You gotta think about it.
I have like six or seven nieces and
It's LeBron James. You
what?
throw out some of these nieces. You say, I need space for LeBron James' kids, man. I'm the
No, there's
godfather.
only so much I can take watch after.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You should be
Yes,
ashamed of yourself,
there's
James.
plenty of room for other people. I have nothing against them.
You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. Another piece of news. Tom Brady retired again.
Oh, again? I didn't
Or,
even know that he came out of retirement.
yeah, like he came out of retirement to have his last year with Tampa Bay, and he's retired again. Does that, like, do you care about that at all?
Not exactly, no. I
No.
mean,
You couldn't care less.
no.
Would you want to be the godfather to his kids?
What is it with you and godfathers, man?
Wow. Okay. Well, whatever. James doesn't want to be godfather to anybody. That's kind of ridiculous. All right, how about this one, man? Patrick Mahomes, he won the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did
What
you care
about him?
about that?
What, he's in retirement too?
No, he won it. Like he won, he was
Oh,
like the MVP. Do you
I thought
care
you
about
said he was
that?
going into retirement. I was
No,
like,
no.
wait, I have
He could go into retirement today, Patrick
retired
Mahomes,
camp.
and he would go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Do you care
sure.
about him, like, or that team winning
Winning the
again?
Super
Do
Bowl?
you give a shit?
Do I think it's going to happen again? No.
I mean, he's won twice already.
Okay.
But the question is, like, do you care that they won? What is the news?
No. I mean, listen, good on them. They won the Super Bowl, but there's really not much else that you can say. I mean, at least when they were celebrating the win, they didn't destroy half the city. Like,
Didn't they?
no, not that I know of. I mean, it's not like the situation that you have going on in France right now, but
Yeah, man. I honestly don't know what the hell's going on in France. I'm not very
from
aware of their news.
I'm basically on the same level as you, but from what I understand, the police shot and killed some kid, and people were up in arms about it. And
Was
there's
it
this
like
whole,
who was the kid? Like, is he like a kid of someone famous?
I wouldn't know. That's my thing. I don't know who this kid is. All I know is that they shot and killed this kid, and
That sucks.
that's the life of a police officer, I guess. You
Was
never
he?
know who's gonna pop around the corner and shoot you or want to kill you, but
Maybe his godfather was LeBron James.
yeah. Wait,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just that's where my mind went. No,
oh my God, man.
that really sucks. I'm so sorry.
Are you gonna edit
R.I.P.
that out, man?
Probably not. All right.
Okay.
R.I.P. man. So I
Great.
mean, I hope it works out. So, well, you're saying like France is like falling apart right now?
No. It is. They have like a whole hashtag going right now.
Hashtag.
Yeah, a hashtag. France has fallen, but it's been, I think, at least 2 weeks of rioting. Like 60,000 cars devastated, gone, stores looted, ransacked, destroyed. I don't get the point. If you're going to destroy a country, I think do what France is doing. If you're going to riot, follow what France is doing. We should have done, I keep saying this over and over again, is that we should have rioted when they put up the speed cameras and the red light cameras. We should
Right.
have gone into full riot mode.
Yes, I remember you being really angry about that.
Yeah,
New York
yeah.
City pretty much like putting like cameras everywhere and
And be
speed
the
camera.
first one at Home Depot with a
You'd
chainsaw
riot? You would
going.
riot like France?
I'm literally telling you what my plan is right
You
now. I'm
so have
going
you
to Home
tried?
Depot. Hell no, I don't have the guts to do it.
Haven't
What are
tried to like coalesce a bunch of people to join your movement, James?
No. Unfortunately, I haven't thought ahead like that.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. Maybe I should start a riot. No more red light cameras.
Yeah. I mean, good luck.
Speeding cameras.
I'll tweet it. I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
That's the most amount of
Yeah.
support I'll give you.
James, number James Riot. There we go.
Yeah, James.
Terrible.
Tear thing, man. Okay, some more news of this year. We had an open letter to pause AI experiments from Elon Musk and Steve Wozniak. Basically, it's a letter warning that the race to develop AI systems is out of control, and they're asking for suspension for at least 6 months. And this was at the end of March, this letter that was published.
Right. I remember
Do you
about
care
that.
about that?
A little bit. It is a bit concerning. I remember this when I was trying to do some marketing work for my company. I want to send out some emails to real estate developers slash real estate people in general. I asked it to give me a list
Who'd you
of.
ask what? ChatGPT?
Yeah, I asked ChatGPT to give me a list of realtors in my local area. And bam, the list populated like that. I think after a month, I decided to do the same thing all over again. And this time it wouldn't populate a list for me. So I guess there is some work being done to ChatGPT, but I don't think that it's gone far enough yet because
Do you want them to like not suspend
yeah, I don't think as a
the
society
advancement of AI?
there are plenty of pros and cons to AI, but as a society, we're not ready for it.
No. I was reading a study. Well, I was reading an article, and apparently there's a study by OpenAI that suggests that AI-powered chat technologies, such as ChatGPT, could impact around 19% of jobs in the United States. For example, use ChatGPT. So ChatGPT can perform tasks like writing essays, programming, and extracting insights from financial reports. And this again, this potentially affects 50% of the tasks required for 19% of US jobs. So this is pretty crazy. I've definitely used ChatGPT at my job. I know lots of people that have used ChatGPT at their jobs. It's insane. And I'm seeing here that approximately 80% of the United States workforce could see at least 10% of their work tasks affected by ChatGPT. So true.
Right.
But
I could
not in your
honestly.
field for sure though, right? Like
It doesn't have to be ChatGPT. It could just be a matter of time before there's a robot that walks around with a built-in camera and takes pictures
yeah.
or video. It doesn't matter. It's all a melting pot. There is a timer or a clock, I guess. I don't know. At some point, I will be replaced.
Well, these are the jobs that are being impacted the most. So apparently, professions such as interpreters, translators, poets, writers, mathematicians, tax preparers, blockchain engineers, accountants, auditors, and journalists, they are being impacted the most right now.
You know, there's really not much to be said about that. It's something that has to be looked at carefully. And there's a certain point in people's lives where they say, you know, I'm not going to go back to school. I'm not going to start learning a whole new trade all over again. You were comfortable doing what you were doing, and then all of a sudden you're gone because you don't have to pay AI slash a robot. You just give it some maintenance here and there, and that's basically it.
Yeah, I mean, ChatGPT is super powerful. ChatGPT is only as strong as the prompts that you type in,
Right.
right? So if you, it's kind of like coding. You gotta know what you want. What are you trying to extract from ChatGPT? You gotta be really good at asking good questions. So it can be pretty powerful. It can be pretty powerful for people that know how to use it. I could also see it though being really really frustrating for people that are older. They're like, you know, fuck this is bullshit. Like I've been doing like X job for 50 years or whatever, and now I got this fucking thing that's doing my job in seconds. This is insane.
Yeah.
You know, like I know someone who's a writer, and I challenged her to like write an article about whatever, and she did. And then I then challenged ChatGPT to write an article about that same topic. And it was insane. Like, she's a great writer, but ChatGPT, I'm sorry. Like, it was really comparable.
Yeah, I used it to do all of my marketing emails.
I remember
it was terrible.
I remember when I introduced it to it. No, but I introduced it to it, and I'm like, yo, like, type out what you want.
Yeah.
And it gave you the output, and you're like, what the fuck?
There was somewhat shocked. Progress on it too, because I got that woman in from the city to actually call me back, and we were discussing ideas for what they wanted to do. Didn't pan out, but the fact that I got a phone call from someone in the city, that was a little nuts.
Yeah, so it's actually helping you, and it could potentially help you even more in the future when you get better at using the tool.
Yes.
That's crazy, man. This kind of brings me to like a huge thing going on this year, layoffs. Layoffs have been...
It's never fun.
Yeah, so lots of tech giants and smaller tech companies, they've been announcing sweeping job cuts this year. It's really sad. I mean, I know a bunch of people that have lost their jobs. So, like, during the pandemic, there have been massive amounts of overhiring and a lot of companies that kind of, I guess, missed the boat in predicting what 2023 was going to be like financially.
Mm-hmm.
And when they realized that the work wasn't there, they were like, wait, what the fuck? We hired so many goddamn people to do all this like potential work.
Yeah.
We don't have any work for them. Oh, what's this? Also, people don't want to leave. Like, it was an employee market.
About a year or two ago,
yeah,
was definitely
an employee market. Yeah. So you saw people just, you know, jumping ship and going to different jobs for higher pay. And so far,
that was definitely one of those.
Yeah. And we haven't been seeing that at all. People are actually staying put. And lots of organizations, they didn't account for that. They thought that this trend was going to continue. Yeah, for sure. Leave. Fine. That's fine. Leave. Usually people that are leaving are people that are not great at performing their jobs. Or these are people that are actually great at performing their jobs and they want more money. They feel like they aren't being fully valued. So what you're seeing right now is you have people that are really great at their jobs. They're still leaving the company. They're still leaving their company and they're going to other organizations that pay them more money. But now you're seeing people that are just really shitty at their jobs stay at the job. Now the companies are like, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. What do I say? Like, I've been telling you, you're really bad during like these performance reviews and you're fucking staying, please. for the love of God, just leave. And that's what you're seeing lots of these tech companies firing right now. They're firing a lot of these workers that are staying put. Can you blame employees that are really shitty at their job for staying put? I can't fucking blame them.
No one can. Why would they? What's there to blame here?
No.
It's just something that could have never been seen coming.
No, but that's really. I don't know if that's true. No. I don't know if that's true. I feel like lots of organizations in the beginning of 2023 were like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Hey, it's going to be fine. And they just kept, you know, doing business as usual. And then like, it's like the first quarter kind of passes and they're like, oh shit, it's not going to be fine, guys. This is bad. You know, and
you're literally reminding me of the New York Times workers that are going on strike today.
Oh,
literally.
What's going on with the New York Times?
They want more pay. And they want more job security. They walked out, basically. They're on strike right now. They want an increase in pay, but they've been preaching this entire time that the current economy is great. There is nothing wrong with Joe Biden's economy, and I hate playing politics. I'm not that politicky type of guy, but...
You? Not a politic guy?
No. God, no. I never bring up politics ever. Ever. But yeah, they all, I think, either today or yesterday, they all went on strike. They wanted Yeah, they want salary adjustments.
Because of due to inflation.
Yes.
They were like, oh, shit, the economy is fucking me. The price of everything is going up. Can you adjust to
it's inflation? It's not only the writers that are going on strike. It's the photographers, the cameramen, everybody that works for New York Times, the electricians, I guess the people that are working the printing presses as well. You know, so they're asking, the leaders of this strike are asking that nobody buy the paper, nobody click on a New York Times link. We'll see how that goes, seeing that it just started. Speaking of strikes, there's the Writers Guild strike that's going
on. Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, there is a writers strike. Writers Guild of America or whatever.
Did the actors have a strike as well? I'm not so sure.
No, it's not actors. It's writers. It's writers,
Are you sure, man? I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, no, it's not actors. So actors are not on strike. It's the Writers Guild that's on strike. And do you know why the writers are on strike, James?
No, sir. Please do tell. Oh, wait. I heard that there was this thing with AI that they don't want to be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
And they want to get more, what's it called? More compensation from the returns on all these movies. I guess they want a cut of the pie whenever somebody watches a movie online. They want to be compensated for that.
Yeah, so the Writers Guild of America, they're on strike. It's impacting TV and movie production. So the strike, it's driven by writers' concerns over low pay and unstable working conditions. They're demanding fair compensation for their work on streaming platforms, like residuals, payments made to writers when media is repackaged or re-aired. They have significantly decreased like crazy. And then you have the rise of streaming services. That's changed the landscape for writers and their earnings. So this strike is also addressing issues like mini rooms, which employ fewer writers for shorter periods of time. The impact of the strike may also, like, it's not being felt by us immediately, by the viewers, but it is impacting actually like late night talk shows, right? Because late night talk shows, they have a fuck ton of writers. And so you're seeing a lot of these talk shows suffer immediately. They're not as creative.
How many people do they employ?
Just a lot. I don't know. I mean, a lot. It's like enough. It's enough where, you know, your fucking Jimmy Kimmel's or your Jimmy Fallon's and your Stephen Colbert's, they're just not as funny. And so, like, you know, they're standing with them in solidarity, these hosts. Not like they're standing in solidarity with them because they're like, oh, you know, we support the writers. But let's be honest, it's because they're just not as funny, and they want to look good. They're like, oh, we're with you. But it's really to say, look, guys, we're not as funny, so let's just be like, yeah, we're standing with them. We're just not going
to
be as funny.
Yeah. Now I heard they're going. What's it called? To the what's that really popular Netflix show?
Dude, there's so many. James. It's not fair. You're asking me an impossible question.
Come on, everybody's watched it.
Now you're boxing. You're like, show me. You're gonna punch me. What's going on, James?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's watching it? You're talking about the Stranger Things?
Nope. The Squid Game.
Games. What about it?
What was the origin of the country of origin?
South Korea, I think.
South Korea. So that's where Hollywood is turning to for all of its content right now. And the owners of Squid Game said that they didn't get compensated for that properly.
Yeah, pay me, bitch. Season one. Pay me, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a season?
I don't know. I didn't even watch the first one.
I watched it.
You liked it?
I watched it up until episode five.
I saw Mr. Beast's Squid Games like competition or whatever. I thought that was kind of interesting. But, I mean, I understand.
All that.
Well, I understand like the concept of it. Would you ever want to be a part of the Squid Games, James?
In real life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, like the YouTube version?
No. Like real life. Yeah, like you get shot.
Yeah, no.
No, for like a million.
Can't say that I.
For a million
bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
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 Oh man, you wouldn't be the godfather to LeBron James' kids, and you wouldn't join Squid Games to potentially win $1 million. You're just living life on the edge, aren't you, James?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I was going to add this. So you brought up like AI. So yeah, like AI is a huge concern for writers. They want that regulated. And
I don't see how you can regulate it.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to go down to Washington, D.C.?
I don't know. But this is something that they're really worried about, right? Like I said
you
earlier.
You can't get them to stop using it.
No, no. But that's the thing. This is what they're worried about.
I mean, yeah, they're probably going to, at some point, like the rest of us, they're going to suffer.
Yeah, they're absolutely going
to
suffer.
They're not going to, they're going to have writers. Let's say they used to employ a team of 8. Now they're going to employ a team of 2 or 4 and have AI do the rest of the work.
Yeah. So you'll probably have less writers now.
Yep.
You're going to have to, right? You'll use potentially like ChatGPT or whatever to kind of maybe work out the skeleton of the script or whatever. And then you just have writers, you know, put the meat on the skeleton. Maybe. I don't know.
It's not even that. It's, you would have a different job title, because I hear there's this new thing on what's it called?
Fiverr.
Fiverr. You have like a new job position up there for people that know how to use AI to get what you want.
Yeah, but I feel so like you could do that.
I could partially do that.
Why don't you do that?
I'm not into that.
Why? You get like a couple extra shekels on the side?
Yeah, maybe.
Some sheks?
Some schmecks, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, I was going to ask, why am I so bad at golf, James? I want to be good at golf. Why am I so bad at golf?
Treat it like hockey.
I don't know how to play hockey. What the fuck?
You've never played hockey?
No. I'd like to ice skate.
I was practically going to go Adam Sandler on that golf ball
You're actually good. You're like not good. Okay. You're better than I am. Yeah. You're better than I am. Like we go to the driving range sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, you're halfway decent. Like you hit the ball like 75% of the time.
Yeah.
I hit it 15% of the time to 25% of the time. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm really liking it. I'm watching this show on Netflix called Full Swing, really digging it. It's about like just golf and these players. It gives us a deeper view into these players and what golf is and how competitive it is. It's actually pretty cool. They shed some light on the whole LIV Golf, the Saudi Arabian golf league or whatever, LIV Golf.
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you heard about how the PGA Tour announced a merger with LIV Golf, right?
Right. Heard about it.
Yeah. So like LIV Golf.
Everybody's happy.
Well, so LIV Golf was founded in 2021. It's owned by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund. You had lots of golfers from the PGA join LIV Golf, and they received massive contracts and an increased prize money. And hey, also,
if you can't get your own talent, you can always buy it out.
Just buy it out. And also, like, check this out. You LIV Golf offers you to play fewer tournaments, smaller fields, and shorter days. So you're making way more money. And you're playing way more, you know, way less than you used to. But the controversy was that, well, LIV Golf, it stems from Saudi Arabia's involvement and its ethical concerns. And you also had a lot of litigation between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. You had also like a lot of players who were offered money. They were offered money by LIV and they're like, no, I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to stay true to PGA. And they lost like a fuck ton of money. Like Tiger Woods, for example, was reportedly offered $700 to $800 million to join. He rejected it. Right.
Idiot.
And then you had Hideki Matsuyama. He was offered $400 million, but chose to stay with PGA. John Rahm, who was offered $400 million and chose to stay. You had Will Zalatoris. $130 million decided to stay. Yet other players also that were offered like a good amount of money decided to stay.
I'd have taken the money and ran.
Yes. Well, that's the question. That's the question. They were like, it's like so immoral what Saudi Arabia does.
Totally,
you know. And now you have the merger.
I take the money and still shit on them. It doesn't matter.
But that's what people are saying. So like, should these players sue the PGA Tour for basically
the PGA Tour got bought out anyways.
Well, they merged, right?
They merged.
Well, so should these players sue PGA?
No,
because they lost out on so much money, or it's like sucks for you for not making a better business deal.
Yeah, sucks for you. Jesus, 400 million? You're going to walk away that easily?
800 million
I'm
for
sorry,
Tiger
800,
Woods.
Yes.
800 million.
Yes.
What could you do for 800 million, man?
I don't know. You want me to jump off a building with a parachute on? I'll do that.
No, no, not what would you do? What would you do with the money? What would you do with that money? What would you do with the money?
I'd buy me a nice little island. I'd have a huge sign that says, "This is mine. No one else is allowed here."
Who is seeing your sign? It's a fucking island. No one can see your sign.
It's mine.
You won't even be able to locate it on Google Maps. You don't need a
and
fucking
I'd throw
sign.
My own personal fire fest
you
going on. All right. Supermodels everywhere, drinks, stupidity going on left and right.
Yeah, so you do Firefest 2.0?
Yeah. I'd invite all the biggest bands, and they're there just to perform for me.
Would you also invite the guy that scammed everybody in the first Firefest?
Hell no.
You wouldn't? That would be a sign. You get a sign that says, "This is how you actually do it."
Oh, that would actually be funny.
Yeah,
that would be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you like charge him 100 grand.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, isn't he trying to...
Firefest 2.0, yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to do it again.
Idiot. Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait for him to flop again. I'll be honest.
You don't want
to
go?
Hell no. Even if it's for free, I wouldn't go. Yeah. Yeah. I honestly can't wait to see. Like, has he announced the date for it yet?
I don't know. I think if you go to Firefest 2.0... You just deserve whatever the fuck you get, man.
I am dying to look this up.
You're just an idiot, right? You're definitely someone who doesn't value themselves potentially, and or you have just too much money and you don't know what to do with it. And this is like a side quest for you. See if maybe this dude. I don't even know what this guy's name is. You know what the guy's name is? The Firefest guy?
Not Billy McFarlane.
Firefest guy's name is Billy McFarlane. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's him. It's insane.
Oh, he's just putting the word out that he promises to do it.
Dude, he defrauded investors of $27.4 million.
Flying fuck, is he not in jail still?
He was in jail.
No, he should be in jail for a lot longer. Okay.
People like him, dude, they're very good at bouncing back. Because they have a billion ideas of how to, you know, steal money from people. And unfortunately...
That's okay, but he's been put on blast. That's it, man. Who else would invest?
People are stupid people who don't know what to do with their money. Think about it. You have people who, like, inherited money. They don't know how to multiply their shit. And you get someone like Billy McFarlane. It's like, "Hey, buddy, I can help you. Listen, I have this bulletproof idea. It's amazing, okay? It's going to be an island of influencers, and it's going to be people get to enjoy themselves. And I can assure you, it's going to be a good time." Yeah. What do you think? Are you going to do it, James? Will you join me on this venture?
No.
No. Well, you're the smart one, man.
I know I'm the smart one because you screw people over the first time and it's not going to happen again.
What?
But I've been wrong before.
I forgot to tell you. I also am partnering with Ja Rule. He's helping me with Firefest. Does that
bullshit?
Change? No, he's with me. He actually helped me with the first one.
All right, for a minute here, tell me if that's true.
That's true. Ja Rule helped me.
Wait, for the first one or the second one?
No, for the first one, Ja Rule.
I'm talking about the second one.
I don't know. I'm trying to get Ja Rule back. I think we should run it back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Run it back.
Yeah, right.
All right.
He is the last person on the planet that wants to deal with him right now.
All right. So we just went over a lot. I honestly don't know how long we've been recording, but I feel like this is a pretty good place to now ask you random questions to end the show. I'm going to start the first one. Let me know when you're ready. And you're doing a water break. You're good. You're ready. James, are you ready? James, are you ready?
Been ready.
James, are you ready?
I've been ready.
James, I'm looking at you. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you were a superhero, what would be your completely useless superpower? Completely useless.
Oh, that guy from South Park. The ability to...
Hindsight?
Yeah, hindsight. Right there. Hindsight.
That's a good one. I forgot about Captain Hindsight.
Yeah. You thought I forgot about that one.
You should have looked both ways before crossing the street. That's why you're dead.
Yeah.
You could do that now if you want.
I probably could have.
Literally just... By the way, he also flew, right? He like flew. He had super strength, and he had hindsight.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, if you could swap lives with any inanimate object for a day, which object would you choose and why? Inanimate.
God.
You can't choose God.
No, obviously. That's a tough one. I've never thought about that.
I know. Isn't it great?
Inanimate
object. I like these questions.
I would say a car.
You'd want to be a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cars go places.
Whose car?
Michael Knight's car.
Who the fuck is Michael Knight?
You've never heard of Knight Rider?
I never saw that.
Really?
You're aging yourself.
Wow.
Like crazy.
Damn, I'm that old.
You'd want him to ride you?
Yeah, sure.
You want to be ridden by Michael Knight? James, is that what you want? I can arrange
Listen,
this.
I'm sure you
I know
could.
It's David Hasselhoff, right?
Yes.
I can get David Hasselhoff for you, James. We can arrange a meeting and he can ride you.
Yeah, that is totally the wrong voice to be used. But okay.
All right. What's the most unusual item you've ever used as a bookmark?
I guess the TV remote control. Yeah.
All right. I mean, that kind of works. Okay. If you had the ability to make one species of animal talk, which would you choose and what would you ask of them?
I mean, this species already talks as is, the birds.
No, but like actually talk, not just, you know, repeat words, like actually have
great
conversations.
African birds can have conversations with you.
Okay. What question would
and
you
I
want
would
to ask
tell
them?
It, I would tell it.
Or no
I,
question, not tell. You got to ask it a question, James.
No, I'm not asking a question. I'm going to teach it how to do certain stuff.
Like what?
Like when women come over, I would teach it. Be like, listen, you go on her shoulder. All right. You be best friends with her. And when y'all go to the bathroom together, let me know how big the rack size is.
Wow.
You know, put in a good word for me.
What?
Earn your keep around the house.
That's the worst way to. That's the dumbest thing you could ask for.
I would say, I think it would
shame
be so
on you.
Funny.
I
would even go as far to teach it how to hit on women. Because it would be so funny
to hit on them, you know.
Yeah,
it
would be so funny just to watch the woman's reaction.
That's so stupid.
It would be so funny.
Your answer is dumb.
I would literally bring women home, not just to screw them, but just to see how they would react to the parrot.
Why wouldn't you want a dog that talks?
Well, dogs are cool too. You know, they're always there.
You went bird. You didn't go for the dog. Woman and. Honestly, everyone loves dogs.
Everybody loves dogs. Yes, of course.
Not everyone likes fucking birds, man.
What's wrong with birds?
I don't know.
You got something against birds now? You're a bird hater.
I'm not a bird hater. I like birds. I don't love birds, man. I go bird watching every now and then. You know, I'm like, wow, it's a bird. Right? Oh, there's another bird. Oh, another pigeon. That's great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, New York City. We all.
I want to get one of the gray African ones. No.
Sure, fine.
I'd probably get like an American Eagle.
Sure, that was
yeah.
What an
didn't
answer.
See that one coming.
If you could invent a new holiday, what would it be called, and how would people celebrate it?
Oh my God! everyone throw a pie at your boss day.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
And you can't get fired.
And you can't get fired.
Okay, that's how people celebrate it. You throw a pie
I
on your boss.
I think it would be a loved holiday.
Yeah, that's a good holiday. I can get behind that. All right, what's the most peculiar food combination you've ever enjoyed, and would you recommend it to others?
A peculiar food combination that I enjoy.
Yeah, like cereal and ketchup.
I would have to say, I wouldn't know, but I'm just going to make this up.
Yeah, make one up.
Cream cheese and jelly.
That's a good combination.
Is it?
I've tried that.
Damn.
It's like a good.
I thought that was really out there.
No, it's actually pretty good. Yeah, I had like cream cheese and raspberry jelly or jam, I guess. It's pretty good. Okay. If you could be teleported to any place in the world right now, where would you go and what would you do there? You can't say Hugh Hefner's mansion.
Why?
It's not his mansion anymore.
It's not his mansion. He's not among us anymore. I want to teleport to see Hugh Hefner, not
in the grave.
No, to actually talk with
him. Okay, is that your final answer?
No.
Are you teleporting to the grave of...
No. We're not going there.
Where are you going, man? Where are you going?
I want... Damn.
I thought you would have said Israel, honestly. I thought that was going to be an easy one.
No, no, no.
Oh, I know where you'd go. I know exactly where you would go.
Uh-huh.
To the location where that great African bird lives. to start the journey of teaching it how to hit on women for you.
I honestly can't think of...
Is that it?
Yeah, I can't think of a place that I'd want to go to.
Crazy. I feel like you always have at least one place.
I do. I
not Florida?
I just can't think of it.
Not Miami?
The United States is not on the list. That much is for sure.
Okay. Antarctica? Maybe you want...
Not South America. Too dangerous.
Africa?
Also, I feel too dangerous.
I mean, you're from Africa.
Not originally, but...
But your family's from Africa.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to check it out?
I'd love to see what it's like, but
boom.
Not really.
That's where you're going. Okay. Right. Jeez, dude. What?
Yeah.
Are you just staying put in New York? Is that what you're doing?
No, hell no.
You're just teleporting to your kitchen to make yourself a gluten-free snack?
Oh, we love gluten-free snacks.
Gluten-free cream cheese with gluten-free jam.
I hate it.
I'm gonna go to the next question since this is just
I'm stuck.
You're doing really tough. Like,
really?
This is really tough for you. Okay, if you were a sound, what sound would you be and why?
I would be that annoying sound from Spaceballs.
Oh, make the sound.
I can't do it as
good. Do it. Try doing it.
It's that radar noise. Like
I don't. Boop, brr,
boop, that's something like that.
Why that sound?
Because it's really annoying.
Okay, so you want to
pisses people off?
Yeah, well that actually tracks with your personality. What's the oddest talent or skill you possess that very few people know about?
I don't know if I'm... I don't really know.
You don't have any talents.
My head. I don't know. I don't.
That's a talent that you have.
Yeah.
Not knowing what your talents are.
Not knowing anything. There you go. Useless talent.
If you could have any fictional character as your imaginary friend, who would you choose and what adventures would you go on together?
An imaginary character?
Well, no. Like a fictional character as your imaginary friend. And not even like a, not a real friend, an imaginary friend. No one can see them except you. You're pretty much crazy, basically. Which character are you? Are you going on adventure?
The Joker.
The Joker?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Let's go with that, James.
Yeah.
You want the Joker to be your imaginary friend. I feel like you hate annoying people. And the Joker is probably one of the most annoying fucking characters in DC. Good for you. I think this is your way of trying to have growth in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe this is good for you.
All righty.
All right. Well, this was a crazy episode. We did kind of a recap of 2023. You know, right now it's July 9. No idea when this episode's going to go out. Yeah, James, do you have anything you want to, like any wisdom you want to impart on the listeners of the Neighbors Upstairs? Great.
Keep life crazy.
Keep life crazy. Great.
Yeah.
Well, everyone listening, thank you for continuing to listen to these episodes. Like we have people that are still downloading like older episodes, which is crazy. Like people are still listening to the Neighbors Upstairs, and everyone that is and has been, thank you. I appreciate you. You're the reason why I keep saying to myself, well, okay, let's do another episode. Let's just do another one more. And, you know, I am going to try to do more. And I said that in January, but no, I am going to try to do more. Cause I do like, you know, having my friends over and just reviewing just the random shit that's going on today. So thank you. If you have been enjoying the Neighbors Upstairs at all, subscribe, and thanks. Have a great one and be safe.